My grandfather built the barn in 1904. A decade was to pass before he built our grandmother the white farmhouse he promised. The barn is a wide-shouldered gambrel, big timber in the mows, lesser wood thrown across the purlin and the rafters. As a barn, it reflected the pinery age just then past. My father added on to the gambrel barn in 1946. Uncle Kingsley had come back from the war, and in those long months, he and Kingsley the Marine had a chance to catch up, to make peace again with the world as a soldier must. In 1956, we did it again, only this time a free arch barn in line with the gambrel roof. The window at the peak of the old barn lined up neatly with the roof of the smaller barn. My brothers and I soon discovered this juxtaposition and routinely climbed the ladder to that crow's perch and out on the roof that neatly surveyed the east end of our farm. I came to love that barn roof, its perspective, the separation it was from the ordinary life down below on the planet. This was years before John Glenn and the Mercury astronauts focused the national attention on spaceflight, but our sensation of low Earth orbit was about the same. An odd discrimination comes from watching over a place. When watching from above, I understood better why God existed. To have that overview, that historical nerve, the eternal perspective to see what comes next and how it all fits together, as is a good lesson to gain from a barn roof. Once I decided to spend the night on the roof, not telling my mother, of course, never mind I would be careful. I nailed the sleeping bag to the roof with shingle nails, which didn't do the sleeping bag any good, though it seemed a perfectly sensible technique at the time. Ours was a dark night, horizon to horizon it was dark. In that sleeping bag, nailed to that barn roof, I was no longer below the sky, instead halfway to Sirius and Betelgeuse. Not under the stars, but amongst them. I was sleeping on the edge of heaven. If there is a view that fundamentally alters who we are and who we think we are, it is to look across the sky on a dark, cloudless night. That better part of dark when daylight has moved to the far side of the earth and the sky vault acquires a depth that is beyond the mere majestic and sensed is a volume of endless space rather than a two-dimensional backdrop. The child's mind is untethered by such a gaze, humanity all of it. The last 1,000,000,000 years becomes infinitesimal, a grain, a speck, and such a speck as to be downright scary. Your sense of Jesus and God is affected. Heaven and hell, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill are dust motes against this measure. I did not repeat this night on the barn roof often because there are only so many holes you can put into a sleeping bag. Besides, the bag cost me $3 at the surplus store, and the chicken feathers were leaking out.